This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Sunday is the last day of the state's annual open enrollment period for health insurance. The state's health exchange offers free virtual and in-person help. Nearly 200,000 people have signed up for a 2023 health plan so far. Colorado's top agency for responses to natural disasters needs a new leadership model, according to a new state audit. Here's CPR's Matt Bloom.
Employees at the Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management reported poor communication from leaders and dysfunction that caused confusion among lower-ranking staff. The audit recommends a reshuffling of top brass and more defined roles to help improve morale. It comes on the heels of a suspension last year of a top manager for the state's COVID-19 response after he berated several staffers. In a statement, the agency's director said recommended changes will be made, and the review will help improve the state's responses to future disasters. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
New CU Boulder research finds eye movements can provide clues about decision-making. Study subjects walked on a treadmill. They then chose between different difficulty settings shown on a computer screen. Even before they made a selection, their eyes tended to move faster as they looked toward the picks they preferred. Doctoral student Colin Korbisch is lead author.
And I think this has very interesting potential for future studies involving these sorts of decision-making paradigms and associated movements.
Researchers also say those who made the hastiest decisions tended to move their eyes more rapidly. This is CPR News.